Hello and welcome to the CISS podcast. This is the On the Spot series by China Forum. In this series, we return to the platform of international forums and webinars where leading minds in academia, government, business, technology, and media deliver novel, collaborative responses to the global issues of the day.
Hello and welcome to the CISS podcast On the Spot series. I'm Zhang Lirong with China Forum, Tsinghua University. With the pressing issue of climate change, accelerating the solution to the climate crisis has become an urgent task for the international community. Professor Teng Fei, Deputy Director of Tsinghua University's Institute of Energy, Environment and Economy, stressed that open and inclusive cooperation between emerging economies and developed countries are especially important. Professor Teng shared his view on the Global Town Hall mini-series hosted by the Foreign Policy Community of Indonesia on October the 13th, themed Bridging the North-South Gap, Laying the Bricks for a Just and Equitable Solution to the Climate Crisis. In his speech, Professor Teng also discussed China's role in global climate governance, as well as the differences between South-South and North-South cooperation. Let's hear what he has to say. Please stay tuned.
Thank you so much for having me here. China is a developing country in terms of almost a lot of indicators, as you may see, for example, the per capita income and other very important indicators for any of them, that China is definitely a developing country. But in terms of this climate issues, I think firstly that China is a member of developing countries. And we all know that this group of countries suffered unproportional from the negative impact of climate change. We already know this very clearly from the intervention of previous speakers, and especially the Prime Minister of Barbados mentioned this very clearly. For example, several numbers that although the developing country accounts for almost 80% of the global population, but in terms of the cumulative emission or the total emission emitted since the 1950s, which is the starting of the Industrial Revolution, that developing countries only accounts for about 20% of the total cumulative emissions. So the developing countries as a whole is only a minor part of that problem, but developing countries suffer most in terms of this global climate damage. That developing countries suffered almost more than 80% of the global damage, and it will suffer more in the future. So that is a basic position that why China support to establish this lost and damaged fund to support developing countries to cope with climate change, especially in terms of those damage and adaptation. And in addition to that, I think China also are supporting developing countries through the form of source-source cooperation, that China consider itself as a part of developing countries and also has the obligation that to help developing countries through this source-source cooperation, that to achieve accelerated transition within the context of sustainable development. That is the major challenge that developing countries are facing, because of developing countries not only need to deal with climate change, but also need to develop our economy and also make our citizens more rich. I think that is the basic challenge that developing countries are facing. And the most challenging issue is we only have very limited resources to deal with those multiple challenges at the same time. So we need to consider how to achieve this within this very limited resource. Of course, we need a large amount of money transfer from rich countries to developing countries, because they bear this moral responsibility. They are the major emitters in terms of the cumulative emission. So they have the responsibility to fix this through transfer the resource from north to the south. But at the same time, that developing countries also need to improve the efficiency of our limited resource. I think this can be done through many ways, but one of the most important instrument is the source-source cooperation. The reason, because of firstly, developing countries, we shared the similar experience and challenge, because of, for example, China has the similar experience and challenge with many other developing countries. So in terms of that, the solution developed by China or other emerging economies could be much more easily adapted in other developing countries. And second one is those solutions and technology developed by emerging developing countries often tend to be more cheap compared with those more advanced but more expensive technology from the north. So that will be very helpful that for developing countries to maximize the effectiveness of their limited resources. And also the Global South Cooperation has an equal partnership that they treat each other in a more equal way and less power disparity compared with North-South interaction. So that will make the cooperation much more easier. And also, of course, we need to work with other North-South cooperation to maximize the effectiveness and efficiency and to synergy with those North-South cooperation. And also that to build, for example, a three-party or triangular cooperation. But it should be noted that those South-South cooperation is not a responsibility for developing countries. I think that is major difference in nature with those North-South resource transfer, which has been considered as a commitment in terms of the Paris Agreement and other agreement. So I think that should be clear. So to summarize, I think that developing countries need to intensify the cooperation in the future and to improve the efficiency of our limited resources to cope with this multidimensional challenge that we are facing, but at the same time to further expand this support from developed countries to developing countries is also very important. Thank you.
That was Professor Tim Fei, a China Forum expert and Deputy Director of Tsinghua University's Institute of Energy, Environment and Economy, sharing his thoughts on more effective global climate governance. Thanks for listening.